sounds of the east. Well, I want to go to a couple of these tweets for the president just so we're clear about these things. About 10 hours ago, he tweeted this. So sad to see the Democrats sticking up for people who speak so badly of our country and who, in addition, hate Israel with a true and unbridled passion. Whenever confronted, they call their adversaries, including Nancy Pelosi, racist. Funny, that's what I just said here. Their disgusting language and the many terrible things they say about the United States must not be allowed to go unchallenged. Agreed. If the Democrat Party wants to continue to condone such disgraceful behavior, then we look even more forward to seeing you at the ballot box in 2020. I agree with that 100%. You know, by the way, Stoney, one of the listeners here, took it as not saying that these congresswomen should go back to their home country, but they should go back to their home districts and work on the problems there before spreading their nonsense everywhere else. That's the way he took the tweets, and I have no reason to believe otherwise. Now, continuing on, because in order to have a full understanding of who these radicals are, you have to hear from them. All right, you have to hear from them. Also appearing at this Netroots get-together, Ilhan Omar, in fact, they're all there. All the clown cars rolled in, the buses rolled in. Hey, it's Netroots. Let's all just get in there. At any rate, Ilhan Omar first defended her anti-Semitic remarks that she's made time and time again, one of the things that the president was referring to in that most recent tweet, and then said this about the Palestinian uprising in Israel. You have to understand what she believes, or at least what she says, whether she believes it or not is for you to decide. Here's what she said about the Palestinian uprising against Israel in the West Bank. It's bite number 7. Go.
In the situation of Palestine, what we are doing right now is having hypocrisy in not celebrating nonviolent movements there and condemning it. This is what we're dealing with in the halls of Congress. This is what we're dealing with in the rhetoric that is in the media in regards to people who are nonviolently wanting to resist and fight for the liberation of Palestinian people.
Nonviolent. Nonviolent Palestinian uprising. I guess those are nonviolent rockets. Nonviolent suicide vests. Nonviolent car bombs. Nonviolent revolution and death. I guess that's what it is. By the way, Mahmoud Abbas has just doubled the payment to families whose loved ones strap on the suicide vest and go into the local market and kill women and children, you know, with no regard for morality or anything else. They just go blow themselves up. Who straps a bomb vest on their children? Who puts a vest full of explosives on their daughter and sends them into the bakery to kill people because they're Jewish and then pays the family because their child was convinced to dismember themselves with an explosive in the middle of town? These are the nonviolent people, apparently, that Ilhan Omar is referring to. Ilhan Omar, it's frightening, frankly. I want to get to one more bite before we hit the next break here, and that is with Joe Biden, the front runner. I mentioned this at the top of the program. He's facing tough questions all the time. Of course, he's the front runner. By the way, in all the recent polling, I'm looking at Elizabeth Warren is sneaking into second place ahead of Bernie Sanders in several spots. And keep in mind that combined, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren would be in first place. If you take all of those far-left Democrats, the socialist Democrats, they would beat Joe Biden. Keep that in mind. So if Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden end up leaving this race at some point, the one that remains could benefit in leapfrog in the first place. But I want you to hear this. Joe Biden attacked at a rally by an activist who doesn't even speak English. What you hear here to begin with is his translator talking and picking a fight with Joe Biden about apprehensions at the southern border. It's bite number 3. Hear this all the way through. Bite number 3. Go.
I want you to apologize for the 3 million immigrants that were deported and separated from their families.
durante los años de Obama.
Under the Obama years.
También quiero preguntarle si usted se compromete.
I want to know if you will commit.
A ponerle fin a todas las deportaciones y detenciones durante el primer día que fuera la elección.
I want to know if you will commit to stopping all deportations and detentions if you are elected president.
No. Not all deportation from detention. I would make sure that every single...
Will you apologize for the 3 million deportations under the Obama administration?
No. What I will...
3 million deportations under the Obama administration! Apologize now! Apologize now! 3 million deportations under the Obama administration! Apologize now! Apologize now!
You want me to answer the question? You want me to answer your question? Oh, yeah. No, you don't, really.
You know, actually, I'm going to give Joe Biden high marks. I'm giving him a perfect score. He is surrounded suddenly by a bunch of agitators and activists who say, will you commit to stopping all deportations now? No. Will you apologize for the 3 million deportations during the Obama administration? No. And, of course, then they start yelling at him, and this is how the mob rules. The mob thinks they can intimidate everybody. The leftist mob doesn't intimidate me, doesn't seem to intimidate Joe Biden much. And he said the right thing. I give him credit. No, we're not going to stop deportations. They have criminals and so forth. They have to get out of the country. And we deported people during the Obama administration. Why? They're here illegally. They're doing something wrong. We threw them out of the country. That's the way the law works. It's called the law. Having a sovereign nation, a good idea, not a bad idea. Anyhow, Joe Biden, surrounded by some of those peaceful, loving leftists. By the way, these are people that will not vote for Joe Biden. Make no mistake, these are the faces of the Four Horsemen. This is the crowd that is supported by Ilhan Omar and her Mean Girls crowd. There it is. You've seen it up close. 25 after. We'll be right back.